Reese's Breakfast on ABC Radio Sydney.
There is a lot of technology that's been rolled out with CCTV around the world, and including here in Australia and a few places, that can incorporate facial recognition technology. How do you feel about your face from either your passport or from your license turning up in these big algorithms and being used in different ways? And what are the regulations around it?
Well, if you even go onto the New South Wales Police website, they say that they're using it at the moment. Well, they, you know, trialling it at least.
Yeah, I think, well, trials is what we've been told at this stage. And, you know, obviously there's a balance with technology and with law enforcement. We know that is the case and that should always be the case, but there should always be checks and balances about it. The news that Facebook has, after, you know, quite a number of years of intensive research and a huge amount of money, has decided to scrap its facial recognition aspects after a lot of criticism, coincides at the same time with news that the Office of the Australian Information Commissioner has ordered this company, Clearview AI, to stop collecting photos taken here in Australia and remove those that are already in its collection, as it was ruled to have breached privacy laws. Mm-hmm. Now, the company has said that it will appeal this decision, but it's also hinted at the fact that they don't really care because they store that information in the US, where they're based, and suggesting that it's not under Australian law. We're joined by Stephen Blanks, who's a lawyer and from the New South Wales Council for Civil Liberties spokesperson. Morning, Stephen. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well, thank you.
Yeah. I am just looking on the New South Wales Police site, though. It does say we do use facial recognition, and it says, can I opt out? No, you cannot decide to have your images excluded from the system. An opt-out system would allow criminals to opt out and avoid being identified. What is the status with police using facial recognition in New South Wales, Stephen?
Well, the status is that they've got access to all of the New South Wales government databases which have photos, so primarily the driver's licence and identity card databases, and the police can match images against that. And then there is this enormous program of cooperation between the various police forces around Australia to share those databases, and a move by the Commonwealth to produce a national central database, which is quite concerning.
Well, tell us why you think it's concerning. I mean, many people, when they hear a conversation like this, go, well, give it to the police. If you haven't done anything wrong, there's no risk. Why do you say that it's a problem?
Because this is really a move towards a surveillance state. And the idea that just because you've done nothing wrong, you're at no risk is a false view. The risks are real. And, you know, maybe they won't manifest this week or this year, but the risk is there in the future that the data could be misused. Mm-hmm. And there is inadequate regulation in Australia. We don't have sufficient privacy protections to counterbalance and oversight this kind of use.
All right, tell us about what is happening with this company, Clearview AI, specifically.
So the Clearview story broke at the beginning of last year when it emerged that Clearview had been giving free trials to police forces in Australia and around the world to access its database of about 3 billion images. So that's, you know, a sizable proportion of the world's population. Mm. And that database had been assembled by scraping Facebook and other social media and other publicly available websites and without consent from anyone. Mm. And probably in breach of the terms of most of those social media websites as well.
This announcement from the Australian Information Commissioner that they must stop collecting photos taken in Australia and remove those that are already in its collection, is it going to have any effect?
That's a very interesting question, because Clearview says it's not subject to Australian law. Clearview has taken this position around the world. So there is a similar ruling by the Canadian Privacy Commissioner earlier this year, and Clearview took the same position, that it's, they're not subject to Canadian law. It's based in the US and all its activities in the US. Similarly, in Europe, it's taken this position. So there is a real problem if it can escape the laws of any particular country by forum shopping. And so we'll just have to see how that plays out.
What you're saying here is that the technology is racing way ahead of a an ethical or a legislative framework. Is that the problem here, Stephen?
That is absolutely the problem. And, you know, when you have government agencies like police forces who are prepared to enter into trials with companies like Clearview without understanding the ethical issues and the privacy issues, clearly there is a lack of understanding within our institutions as to the dangers. And we need to, we really need to have a moratorium on use of facial recognition technology until we can get the legal system right.
All right. Stephen Blanks is with us this morning. He's a lawyer and a New South Wales Council for Civil Liberties spokesperson. Got a call here from Stuart, who's in Manly, who I think will probably agree with you. Morning, Stuart.
Oh, good morning. There's a bit of noise behind me. It's just the waves flashing. So
okay.
Oh, stop showing off. Yeah. Now, this is resonating with you.
Oh, look, it is terribly. Really quickly, I've been 30 years in global scale large tech. 15 years ago, I switched to advisory because I could see the writing on the wall that US tech will just dominate our lives. And here we are, 2021. The only way we can deal with all of this intrusion into our lives is legislation. You know, it's great talking about it on the radio and making people aware, and it's great that people get really upset. The only way that we can control these big IT companies and actually get them to pay tax and protect people's information is through legislation.
Okay. Good-o. Thank you very much, Stuart. We'll let you get back to your swim there. Thank you. Stephen, for those listening, give us a worst-case scenario here of what could happen. I guess we can look at the protests in Hong Kong and the way facial recognition is being used there. Perhaps you can just flesh out for us what can go wrong here.
Well, obviously the risk of misidentification with these databases is quite significant, and racial profiling. So that there are all the studies on these kinds of programs show that there is racial bias in the way in which they operate, and so the risk is that innocent people will be subject to unfair investigations as a result of being misidentified through these databases.
Yes, I was mentioning a little earlier before you came on about a recent study that shows us, especially if you're a female black and between the ages of 18 and 30, you that particular group is plagued with inaccuracy from these algorithms, much more so, 34% more than white-skinned males. And it's out of fingerprints, iris, palm and voice. Face recognition is the least accurate. So, you know, where's the value in it then for companies just to go to face? Is it because they can scrape already existing, as you say, images from places like Facebook?
Well, look, this is an emerging technology. You know, 15 years ago, it would be unthinkable. But the power of computing and the availability of data in the cloud has made these technologies thinkable. And the problem is these technologies become thinkable before they become properly understood by regulators and the community. And so they're racing ahead of our regulatory system. Mm. And we're always playing catch-up.
All right. Well, obviously, there needs to be a bit more catch-up on this one. Hey, Stephen, thank you so much for your time this morning.
It's a pleasure.
Stephen Blanks, who's a lawyer and New South Wales Council for Civil Liberties spokesperson.
Wake up for breakfast.
The Harbour Bridge, the Opera House on one end, Luna Park on the other. It's just the perfect spot.
Ferries across to Manly, just stunning.
ABC Radio Sydney.